Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
The table is a little upstage tonight, and I think I just poured some light beer into the prize bag. So congratulations to whoever wins that tonight. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Perfecto. Coming to you once again. Sit the fuck down. You first, then that guy, because he's polite. And for the first time this year, from what is now our twice monthly home, next show here is January 28th, the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue, Los Angeles! Hot crowd! Hot crowd! Yeah. It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. New year, new name tags. I see executive decision. Nice job, Zach. I'm a Seagal. I love it. It's beautiful. Rebecca Mando. That's pretty sweet. Those three up there, I don't care what those say. What does one of them say? They're so far away from me. Romo Cop, because your name is Romo. Good job, Romo. There's lots of ones over here that I can't even begin to read. These glasses on my forehead are reading glasses, so I can see my script. And then I look out there and I can't see shit. This one's really big right next to me, though. Mason of Rambo. And you're Mason?
My 10-year-old.
Your 10-year-old's name Mason? You're here to win for him tonight? Is he dying? I like that. Yeah, I dragged him into my name tag for no particular reason. Just let people know I have a son. Well, good luck to you and to Mason. I see you attach some awesome things to it. Some Scandinavian swimmers, which are black market Swedish fish. Can you believe that? Why would you just call it... First of all, why do they still have to be fish-shaped? Just make the same tasty treat, but in a different shape. Nope, we're going with Scandinavian swimmers. No one will know what a fucking rip-off it is. But they're... I don't know. I kind of think they're better. They're better than Swedish fish. No offense to the Swedes. They're neutral. Doug plugs... This Saturday, the Benson Movie Interruption comes to the Castro Theater in San Francisco as part of SF Sketchfest at 4:20. Me and my mystery guests, well, I think we already announced the guests, Patton Oswalt amongst them, are going to be interrupting Fast and Furious Presents Calvin and Hobbes and Shaw. Then on Sunday, Doug Loves Movies will be at the Gateway Theater at 4:20. Come on down, football haters. Yeah, the Niners game is at the same time as my show. That didn't work out great, but good for them. For tickets to both of those shows, go to sfsketchfest.com. Doug Loves Movies returns to LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas on Saturday, February 1st at 4:20, and the Improv in Orlando on March 1st. Also at 4:20, for all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on! Wallet!
Shh. Ted Danson?
I know, there's somebody in the audience. There's always somebody in the audience who's like, what just happened? Why the fuck? Why did everybody fucking do that? Doug out to anyone who is participating in the DLM Oscar Challenge. Hashtag DLM Oscar Challenge. I've seen, I think, 21 of the 50-ish, 53 different films nominated for Oscars, both feature length and shorties. And I hope to see them all by Oscar Sunday, February 9th. Track my progress. Yeah, that's right, Chelsea. Track my progress. Damn! I think I could do it. Maybe. I don't know. Did I see something today? I think I did. I'm pretty sure I saw. No, I haven't seen anything today. Now that I think about it. But I'll make it. That's like the tortoise and the hare, you know. The tortoise didn't watch as many movies in the first few days. He crammed them all in because tortoises are good at staying up, and rabbits need their sleep. Also, you can check out my progress on the Doug Loves Minis podcast. Does anybody listen to that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm always happy to hear that anyone's listening to me just listing off my upcoming dates. I try to throw some other stuff in there. Prize bag tonight. It's a beautiful bag from MedMen. It doesn't have any weed in it. It's just a bag from MedMen. But it does have some, I think, some cool stuff in there. There's a big old book that I got sent. Magazine book. Call it what you will. It's called Q. I mean, it's got Adam Driver on the cover, Laura Dern, De Niro, even though he got snubbed again. It's a beautiful magazine. But if you want something more, specific than just a magazine that seems to be like about all the actors in the world. I was in San Francisco last weekend, and I'm going to be there again this weekend. So here's a copy of San Francisco Magazine. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Who's crinkling wrappers over there like there's no tomorrow? That's like my big thing when I go to Broadway shows now, is like the people that just like, instead of just opening something up quickly, they're like, oh, I'm going to be so stealthy about this. And it's 10 minutes of... And you're like, hey, Anne Frank is in the attic, and you're going to fucking... The Nazis are going to notice. Anyway, I'm crinkling up something that's for the prize bag. This is one of those crazy cannabis-infused all-natural lollipops that after you finish a lollipop, if you plant the stick and then add water, it'll grow into weed. What? Yeah, you heard me. Welcome to the future. And also the prize bag is a Doug Benson pin, but if somebody requests an actress in Last Woman Stanton tonight that matches the name that I have in my wallet, then that person will win the pin and the prize bag winner will go home pinless. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. I don't have a lot of pins. I've ordered some more from Rockin' Pins, though, and they're very reliable, so we'll have more soon. All that's in the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my guests. Would you like to meet them? There's four of them. They're awesome. Please give it up for Lisa Delarios, Sarah Baker, Eliza Skinner, and Martha Kelly. Welcome, welcome.
So many purses on everybody. This show.
It's a real purse club over here. I forgot to bring mine. I would have brought it in solidarity, but let's meet these guests individually, starting with the lady directly to my left. First time guest on the show, it's Sarah Baker, everybody. Yay! So excited that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you because I am a huge fan of the Kaminsky Method on the Netflix, where you play Michael Douglas's daughter.
Oh.
How crazy is that?
It's pretty crazy.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
And then what do you do when Alan Arkin comes around? How amazing is that guy?
Die. He's the best.
And then now in this last season, you're canoodling in a relationship with the great Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
With a very different, people are like, what?
I know, it's pretty weird.
That's the plot line, is that she's dating a much older man.
Okay.
And it's Paul fucking Reiser.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Helen Hunt, but she's out of the picture.
So is the hair.
Sarah Baker is the new person he's mad about. I enjoyed that so much more than anybody else in this room. But yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You may also know her as Zach Galifianakis's wife in The Campaign. Mm-hmm. And Zach is super shy. I wanted to try to get him to come down tonight, but didn't happen.
He's a turkey.
Whoa, okay.
He knows.
That's been thrown down. The Sarah Baker thinks Zach's a turkey.
Is Paul Reiser a good lover?
Thank you for changing the subject, because it was so ugly in here for a minute with that turkey talk. We're on to something else. I appreciate it.
We only kissed. Still. It was a kiss. I was like specifically instructed to be like, so that these other people observing know that they're not just like, he's not my uncle? Aged uncle or something. Yeah.
Since the floor is open for questions, do you find it extra thrilling that you're not just Michael Douglas's daughter, but Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner's daughter?
Yes.
The culmination of such a great
movie
journey.
You're a War of the Roses baby?
She is.
Or a Romancing the Stone baby.
Or a Jewel of the Nile baby.
I mean,
all of those babies!
I know.
That sounded like Jeff Garland right there. Babies! All right, then I didn't. All right, so let's continue to meet this amazing panel. Another panelist who I've just learned backstage has never been on the show before. I swear to God she had. It's Eliza Skinner, everybody!
That's me! I've never been on the show before.
I'm so glad we worked that out and you're here, and it's going to be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as I mentioned backstage, you were in a show I did before a Benson movie interruption.
I did, yes.
Of what did we do? The Fate of the Furious?
It was one. They were fast. They were furious. That was where I stopped counting.
Okay. But I think it was the eighth one because that's so fun to me that it's called the Eighth of the Furious. Like the, you just throw a little eight in there. A little throwback to the movie Seven that had a seven instead of a V, which I'll never understand.
Yeah. Also, Gwyneth Paltrow's head in the box in that Fast and the Furious. So,
wait, what? They, no, they did a callback? They did a box back?
You missed that part? Yeah.
I heard she's putting out candles that smell like her head in a box.
No, just her box.
Her head in her own box, yes. Okay. Let's clean it up, Doug. Clean it up.
Are there kids here? Oh, the kids are here.
A lot of children. Listen, they don't come to the live tapings, but they're all...
Do you get a lot of fan art from kids?
Oh, my God. So much... so much fan art. You're going to be joining me this Saturday. The cat's out of the bag. We announced the guests. You're going to be joining me this Saturday with the interruption of yet another Fast and Furious movie.
I mean, why stop the hits?
I'm excited to have you back for this one. The Hobbs and Shaw, where I don't know who plays the ampersand, but Hobbs is the Rock.
The alien. Which one is the Predator?
Wait, no, they're just what? Human beings in
oh,
this.
Oh,
yeah.
I should not have signed up for this. Oh, boy.
Jason Statham is Shaw. And yeah, that's going to be super fun on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I look forward to seeing you there, but let's continue to see each other here.
Cool. Okay.
Also on the panel to Eliza's left is Lisa Delarios, everybody.
Hey, guys. I don't need no table.
Where's the other Lisa and the cult jam? That's what I want to know.
Where's what?
Nothing. You were a friend of mine all the way back to your days in Austin, Texas.
That's right.
Yeah.
I featured for you, I think, one weekend.
At a club
in Austin.
Cap City Comedy.
Capital City Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. Still there.
Yeah.
That was the 2007s, maybe?
Was it? That was a great decade.
Yeah.
The 2007s.
Yeah.
Some people in 2008 were like, "Yay, new decade!" And they were dumb. There's not a new decade yet.
I'm still living back there.
Yeah, because where do you stand on this whole thing where people keep saying that we're starting a new decade when technically it doesn't start till next January?
What do you mean?
Now we know where you stand.
Yeah.
Okay,
I haven't
you're
thought
one
about
of,
that.
You're one of the decade deniers that's out there. That,
well, all of a sudden people started piping up about it. People were like, "Oh, it's a new decade," and I was like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, they're wrong. They're wrong.
But I that okay.
They're wrong,
so now
but
I'm
they're
say
kind of
wrong.
Right. They're kind of right because also, what does any of it matter?
Thank you. Who really
what I mean?
Knows what
it
time it is?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
To quote the lyrics. And finally, you guys, our fourth panelist this evening. It's going to be quite a competition. It's Martha Kelly! The Academy Award movie appearing Martha Kelly, star of Marriage Story. That's right. I've been dying to get you back on the show since I saw that fucking movie because not only are you hilarious, you're like almost like the comic relief of Marriage Story. Because it's kind of a heavy movie. But also, you steal a scene from Adam Driver. I mean, that's... Use your microphone voice. But that, anyway, you don't have to comment on that. I'm not really asking you to say, "Yes, I did steal that scene from him. What a lightweight." But it must have been crazy. How many days, how much time do you spend in that apartment with him while he's bleeding? Spoiler.
I was just there 3 days.
That's a lot, though.
But they only, well, they didn't do any of the blood for the part that I was there for. They did that later.
What do you mean? It's all CGI blood?
No, I mean, I think that, like, when we did the scene together, he pretends to cut it. And then later they do the close-up and then the It was 2 years ago. Now I'm realizing part of it, there was blood, maybe. Anyway,
You better get your story straight because there's going to be a subcommittee. There's going to be hearings. But two years ago, that's an interesting factoid that takes that long for movies to finish and come out.
I don't know when they finished shooting, but the 3 days I was there was the beginning of February 2018. And then I thought, like, it was so long before it came out and I didn't hear anything. I was like, maybe I just got cut out of the movie.
Yeah.
And like, anyway, I just want to say Adam Driver is really nice in real life. At least for 3 days at a time, he's a very lovely, really, really nice. I was so scared and he made me not feel like a big dummy, which I was. So he's really sweet. None of you care.
No, that's awesome to hear. It's always nice to hear that people like him are cool. You know, even if, like you say, it's just for those 3 days. We don't know what kind of shit he was into.
I don't know why I said that to take away from it. I'm sure he's nice all the time. I just... Yeah.
He might not be, though, Martha.
Yeah, I mean, better than Paul Reiser, though?
Just don't...
Orange is an apple.
Just don't play clips of him singing to him.
That's apparently not his
jam.
Oh, was it singing that he walked out on? Because I heard he doesn't watch himself.
So. Well, he doesn't want to hear himself or see himself, I don't think.
That's what I heard him say.
This was a radio show, so I think they just played a clip of him singing, and he was like, see ya.
Later.
Yeah. But I also heard that both his parents are movie critics, and so... Oh. He did
weird.
See... He,
Everybody's
so
movies
maybe
are just
he's
his.
Really...
I mean, it's true. Like, if you're in a movie, your parents are going to be movie critics. They're going to let you know what they thought of it. Did your parents see Marriage Story?
Well, my mom can't because she passed away before it came out. Well, that's a terrible thing to say.
How dare you bring everybody down with that?
Sorry. My dad hasn't seen it either because he can barely walk. Guys, but good news.
It's on Netflix.
Why hasn't the Academy, why hasn't he gotten a screener for consideration from... He's not an Academy member?
I did give my brother the screener DVD I had, and he did give me his feedback, which was not totally negative, so... It's great to have family members who want to tell you about the stuff that you work on.
He just sort of reported back to you that you did that?
He said he and his wife had watched it, and then he said... why did I bring that up? He didn't say anything mean. He just wasn't... My family's never... They don't give a shit. They don't get excited about stuff.
I think not saying something negative, that's nice.
Yeah. That counts as a compliment. In an Irish really family, that counts as a compliment. So.
Well, good for you.
From your sister? From your sister over here? You made that movie.
Thanks, Lisa Delarius. We're old-timey friends. I mean, we're long-time friends. We're not old-timey friends.
You're in black and white and kind of herky-jerky.
And old-timey. That's true.
Like, here's a terrible compliment. I was bored out of my mind in watching that movie, and then you came in. You totally saved it. Good for you. I'm going to tweet about how you saved that shit movie. No, but it is a good movie, and then she's very funny in it at a time when people need that. Right? I think the movie's so... It's so stressful to me because I think anyone who's ever gotten lawyers involved in anything knows that they're all they're going to do is make everything worse and cost money while they do it. That's my message to the people. All right, so let's talk prize bag. Lisa, do you have a little something for us?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I did some special shopping for the winner tonight. I'll start with, I know you have a very literary audience, so I got this really great book. I've already read it. It's called Why Men Love Bitches.
Okay. I don't feel like I can comment on that title.
From the same author who wrote Why Men Marry Bitches.
Can't wait for the Divorce Bitches book. Then, that's what they should have called Marriage Story.
That's right. She kind of was a bitch.
It is more of a divorce story. You really thought you fall on the side of...
I didn't buy any of it. Like, they're not real people.
All right.
And then this is the slang thesaurus, which is just... Try that, saying that fast 5 times.
Can you just pull open the book and give us an example?
Yes, that's a great idea. Okay. Okay, the word estrangement.
Yeah, what else is that?
Bust up.
Oh, okay.
Splitsville. Call it a day. See, this is a useful book.
Bitch bail.
Bitch bail. And yeah, this is good reading.
Yeah, yeah. It's super fun, like on the toilet.
Yeah.
Just repeat back the ones you like.
Yeah, she's something, isn't she? Sherry.
Yeah, she's
Sherry Argov.
This okay, is going to be a treat for somebody.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. Okay, and then the third is the best part, which is a glass cutting board with a picture of a schnauzer.
That's a type of dog.
Yeah, it's a very well-groomed schnauzer.
I don't know why that word sounds like it might be something else. Nice schnauzer.
Oh my God, okay. That's the best euphemism for a wee-wee. Eliza made a good point about this.
Oh yeah, it's an odd way to pay tribute to someone, but I love schnauzers, so I'll cut on them.
Just throw your rod.
It's better backstage.
It's still funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, pass all that stuff down. All that's right. Going in the bag. That's great stuff. Eliza, what do you have?
Well, I planned to go home before the show, but I didn't get to because my tattoo took too long.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh from the tat.
That's a great excuse.
So I have this little... But I grabbed some stuff in my car. And I have this little patch that says, Girl Gang.
That's right.
It's got a tough little Betty Boop on there. And I'll give this. It's an enamel pin... that was made for the cast and crew of my Disney Plus show, Earth to Ned. So either this will be really, really cool or hilarious, depending on if it's a success or a total failure. And no one else has those.
So. When does that happen? When do people start to see that?
I think it's coming out. Last I heard, sometime between April and June. It's a late night talk show hosted by aliens.
Wait, is that the puppet one? Mm-hmm, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
No, Sarah, it's aliens.
Yeah, we cast actual aliens. We're not doing that Hollywood thing where we get actors to play them. We got them from space.
Thank you, Martha. What do you got?
Well, I completely forgot about the gift part, so I stopped at the little shop on the corner here towards that way. There's three things. One is a little strawberry friend. Yeah, it's fucking great. They also, I don't work for them, but they also have really cute avocados and tomatoes. They're all adorable. These are magic and fairy tale dice.
Ooh.
They're wooden. And then, I don't know, these are magic puffy pens where you add heat to make ink puff up like popcorn.
Oh, that sounds fun. What do you have to do to make it happen?
I don't get it.
Blow dry it.
Iron it or blow dry it.
Hold it on a light bulb.
Anyway, sorry it's all...
Does anybody have an iron or a blow dryer?
show them that scene with Sarah and Paul?
There you go.
Can't practice the puffy pen thing.
So I'm sorry it's not like cool memorabilia, and you could have bought it yourself two doors down. But
yeah, why didn't you bring like a piece of Adam Driver?
Or a basket.
I gave.
Yeah, you really could just load up your trunk with baskets.
I was just gonna offer a crisp $20 bill, but then I was like, let me buy some things, and then you can shit on them. So
worked out perfectly. Sarah, it's your first time. I know I just said to you, like in a message, bring something for the prize bag. So what did that mean to
you? Well, I listened to your program. So I understood that it was supposed to be... I dug out movie crap for my house.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Not all movies.
Let's bring on the movie crap.
I've only been in like two movies, so relax. Okay, so this is a poster from the campaign. And then
nice.
It's not like signed or anything, and I'm not on it because I'm not Zach Galifianakis or Will Ferrell. And then there's a little poster in there that was like a limited edition poster that's like our little family from that same movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then this possibly useful bag.
Oh, the bag is the prize too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's from,
says HBO on it.
It's from last week.
It's not
tonight.
TV, it's HBO.
Yeah.
Bag. It's not a TV bag. It's an HBO bag.
It says Last Week Tonight on it with John Oliver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's for a laptop.
If you put your ear up to it, you hear him yelling about the latest news stories.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to put your laptop in it, but there's no closure or pockets, so good luck.
There's no closure or ending to what's going to happen with this bag. But it's beautiful, and it's, you're right, it's the campaign poster's a movie thing, which is perfect for this show. So good job, everybody. Somebody's going to win all of this stuff. Some real dream come true shit right here. But before we get to the games, I got a couple, maybe two or three things I want to do. We'll start with Lisa. What was the last movie you saw, Lisa?
Yeah. You know, I can't seem to get through Parasite. I have a screener, but it's so good, but I've only...
You just watch it in like installments?
Yeah,
put in your own commercial breaks?
Yeah, I keep falling asleep.
Go do something. Oh, because the reading?
No, just
because
I'm an old lady.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but sometimes foreign films are, you know, I feel like they either keep me more awake because I have to read the whole time, or I just give up because I have to read the whole time. Could go either way.
Yeah.
But Parasite is you know, worth the effort.
It's worth the effort. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's labor intensive, but worth it. But it's real good. The 20 minutes in is really, really good.
Oh, that's where you lose it every time?
Yeah.
You go back to the beginning each time?
Well, I have to like rewatch the last 10 minutes.
Right, because you're not going to remember what the fuck happened.
No, in and out. I'm in and out.
20 minutes.
Have you guys all seen this?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Really benefits from a real loosening of the tension by watching it in installments. But no, you'll get there.
Yeah.
I feel it's building. It's building.
And it's unfortunate that all the questions tonight are about Parasite, so so you might not do very well.
It'll be a relief. I can just sleep tonight.
Eliza, what was the last movie you saw?
Knives Out.
I love it. You didn't love it?
No, I did. I loved it.
Oh, okay. It's not for emetophobes.
Hmm?
People that don't like vomiting in films and television.
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm. Or in general, they don't want to be around it in general. You know, like it sets them off, you know, like seeing or hearing about vomiting makes them vomit.
Also, I mean, I don't love it.
I don't know anybody that loves it. I mean, in Knives Out, it's like, you know, it's a actual plot thing. But like I find most movies and TV shows, when somebody vomits on camera, it would have been just as easy for them to go, oh, I don't feel well, and leave the scene. You know what I mean? Like, we've done just told us the same thing.
Yeah, but nobody ever goes, whoa!
oh, when someone just leaves a scene.
Right, but do they do that when people vomit?
Yeah.
You sounded excited.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, vomit. Wow. Look at him blow.
Yeah.
Are you a metaphobe?
Why was that the hardest part? The phobe part. I'm only a friend of emetophobes. Like, I heard that that was a thing, and I try to help them out. But also sometimes, like in the case of Knives Out, it's been out long enough now, I don't feel so bad. But sometimes it really is a plot point, so it's weird to tell people. It's just also like, you know, there's people that never want to go to a movie where a dog dies.
I was about to say, yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
want to warn That's them. Me. I want to warn me. Them whenever I see it happen because I feel for them and don't want them to have to deal with it. But I also don't want to just put out there dog dies in such and such a movie because, you know, people
There's
will find
that
to
happens.
Be a spoiler.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the great thing about like the first John Wick is that the dog dies like, you know, in
right
5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's gone. So you can tell people and it doesn't ruin the whole movie.
Well, I mean like Old Yeller. That.
What?
Well, Old Yeller. Yeah, Old Yeller spends a lot of time making you fall for that dog.
I keep just watching the first 20 minutes.
Shit, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
Just kidding.
Okay.
He,
yeah, that it is
thrives.
That's funny. I had that with Chernobyl. I had a friend that I was like, there's one episode just... You just can't watch one of the episodes because it's real animal.
Oh
heavy.
No!
Yeah, but I like that they packed
this?
It all in one. That was nice of them.
What do you all think about this "Don't fuck with cats" thing?
Ooh, I watched it.
Yeah, and you recommend it?
I found it was really hard to watch because they don't show the cats getting hurt. That's not why it was hard to watch.
About that it happened.
But yeah, they go so close to showing it. Like, they'll even, like, show the frame, but, like, not that part of it. So I was like, no. It really stresses you out. But if you just skip past all that stuff, it's not really about cats. It's... A cat didn't do it. It was a human man they're hunting.
So that's wow. That's a documentary?
No. Yeah, it's a 3-part documentary. Hey, you know what? If we're talking Netflix series, it's no Dracula. Just watch that.
Okay.
Everybody's having a good time eating blood, you know.
As long as it's not dog blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Okay, don't watch Dracula.
I think they should make a documentary where it is the cats killing other cats. And then somebody...
It's like, which cat did it?
Yeah.
Wait, they did. Didn't? Isn't that... It's a musical. It's out now.
Well, I have a surprise for you.
What? Lisa.
That is the last movie I watched. Was Cats.
We're going on autopilot, Doug.
The murderer was Rum Tum Tugger in the cat box with the fur ball. How did you like that Cats movie, Martha?
Jennifer Hudson singing Memories towards the end made me cry. She's wonderful. I don't want to talk about anything else that happened. It's upsetting. I don't want to talk about it.
But that's nice. You found something nice to say about it, and people can look for that one part. It'll probably be available in clip form on the internet soon enough. You can just watch Jennifer sing her heart out. It's a beautiful song.
It is, and it's real. She does a great job with it. I just feel like if you really love cats, the animals, this movie, it doesn't do them justice. And if you love the Broadway musical Cats, you would probably enjoy the singing and dancing more live on stage rather than the... I didn't want to talk about it.
I just this movie's frustrating to me because I saw the Broadway show, and if you go see the movie, they are not going to crawl on you. They're going
really
to stay up
that?
There on the screen.
Do they crawl into
they
the
get
audience?
In the audience, and it's very it's bad.
They're acting like cats.
I will say, I think if I
they act like cats, they rub on you.
I will say. I laughed a lot, and I didn't know why I was laughing, but there were a lot of high people there that they laughed, and then I assumed something was funny and laughed along with them. But I can't get high anymore because I'm a sober alcoholic. So if you can get high and see it seemed like it was funny. So.
What a recommendation. That's going to bring their Rotten Tomatoes score up. I don't know if I'm going to watch it in a theater. I think I might just wait and check it out in a private setting. Because it just seems too crazy. Does the running time seem excessive?
No, but I swear to God, the previews ahead of it were a good 25 minutes, and almost all of them made me cry. And it was all kids' movies. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, that's Cats.
I like you put a little bow on it there at the end. Sarah, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Uncut Gems.
Oh. Did you feel Mr. Sandler got snubbed?
I thought he was excellent.
He's so good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it came out like 10 seconds before the year was over.
Yeah.
And was also it's a hard watch. Like, it's a intense movie that, you know, old people might not be into.
For sure.
And they, you know, unfortunately, most of the people in the Academy are old people.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was.
We did it. We took down old people.
Finally.
Yeah. Just each and every one of you, just get a reverse mortgage and get the fuck out of my face. So if you're old and listening, don't get a reverse mortgage. I'm joking around. If you're old and listening.
Is that what people listen for? This is financial advice for old people?
You never know. I just keep seeing, I watch a lot of daytime TV and I keep seeing Tom Selleck.
Yeah, Tom Selleck.
And he's just like, hey, you guys, this isn't my first rodeo. When you need money, do a reverse mortgage. And it's just like, when did you ever need to do a reverse mortgage? Or are you saying that you've been to a lot of rodeos?
Well, I mean, if I remember correctly, he was just like kind of a squatter in that estate in Hawaii.
Oh, Magnum?
Yeah.
Magnum didn't own that.
Right, he didn't own that place.
It's true.
So.
But he owns a lot of mustache wax, and I wish him all the best until he dies soon.
I saw him in the airport.
What happened?
I just saw him, and he's gigantic.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Like, broad and very giant man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't speak to him, so that's where the story ends.
I feel like he leaves a trail of chest hair.
And mustache hair.
Mustache hair. Yeah.
And the smell of burning wood.
Did you ever see that movie, what was it called, In and Out with mm-hmm. Kevin Kline?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Selleck plays a gay dude in that movie. It's the only thing he's ever been in without that gay mustache. He he shaved the mustache to play a gay guy. It's insane. Okay, now here's kind of a... this question is probably going to be out of nowhere if you didn't listen to the very most recent episode of this show. I've added a new segment. It's not really a game. It's just for fun. But it's called Doug Loves Muppets. I didn't know if you'd come through with the hi-ya or not, but some of you did. I appreciate it. Probably not enough to be heard by the listeners, but that's what I want. Every time I say it's time for Doug Loves Muppets, I want the whole audience to go like Miss Piggy. I want them all to go, hi-ya! And some of them did it.
Uh-huh.
After just one episode, so this thing's really going to take off.
It's taken off.
But the question is, what movie from forever, from all time, what movie would you like to see rebooted with the Muppets, and which Muppets would you cast in the lead parts? Yeah, you could take a second to think about it. I'll tell you one that was sent to me by Partis79 on social media. He suggested Midborga. It's Midsummer, but all the Swedish characters are played by the Swedish chef. So that's a pretty good one. Does anybody else have one you're thinking of?
There was a similar question on Twitter, and at that point I said All That Jazz, but Thank you.
That'd be fun. It'd be hard. There wouldn't be as much jazz hands because they're puppets.
Well, full on arms. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for here, I would like to commit to Moonstruck. Okay. Obviously, Miss Piggy in the Cher role.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Snap out of it!
Yes, with Gonzo in the Nick Cage role.
Oh. I lost my hand!
And Kermit in the... It was Danny Aiello, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
'Cause he never deserved her. I think Fozzie as the older guy who keeps dating younger women.
Oh, yeah.
Olympia Dukakis.
All evidence of her, that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to have Olympia Dukakis' part played by, because we're limited on women, which, you know, that was the problem. I'm going to have that role go to Rolf, just because I feel like emotionally he can handle that.
Janice is going to be bummed.
You know what? I'm seeing Janice was originally a male character. The original design. That's not a fun thing. It's just nerd stuff. Janice would be one of the girls on the date with Fozzie.
I don't even know what movie we're talking about.
Oh, and I'm going to put as the mother.
Oh, all
no,
that jazz?
No, we're talking about Moonstruck.
And Moonstruck.
The
Moonstruck.
Mother back in Sicily. As the mother in Sicily, I'm going to put a Skeksis in there. Just throw it for a little loop.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's
Thank
terrific.
You.
That's
Thank
terrific
you.
Casting. You did a great job.
I
with
love
that.
The movie and I love the Muppets.
I mean, I don't feel like anybody else has to do one after that one. I think somebody should make it. real quickly, does anybody on the panel do any impressions that... would be fun to share? It doesn't necessarily have to be of a famous person, but you know, it could be somebody you know.
I mean, that's what Martha's known for, right?
Somebody, or it could be like, you know, lines from a movie or something. Is anybody anything coming to mind?
I can do Snoopy.
I love it already.
The dog?
Yeah.
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 I do. When I yawn accidentally, I make the Snoopy sound, which is.
Whoa. That's perfect. That's my new ringtone.
Thank you. Thanks.
Snoopy laughing is the best.
Oh, what's that sound like?
Is that like a.
It's no. Real, it's like. It's like very high
pitched. Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. He makes weird little noises.
Yeah.
He doesn't really let it all out. They all sound like he's holding back.
Well, he puts that into his writing.
While he chomps on whole bones.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Can you imagine having a dog that lays on his back on his own doghouse? That'd be so fucking cool. That'd be such a good Instagram post. 20,000 likes easily. Yeah. Okay, so let's play some games. Let the games begin! Turn it off, Bert. People have name tags. Some people also need to go use the restroom or get high or something.
Pick the M&M
Lots of people
one?
Are leaving. You can pick whatever one you want, Martha.
Wow, there's a lot of bribing happening.
Everybody
with
just go grab the name tag you like the best.
Yeah. Oh, you can't because we're not on the other
no.
stage.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll take the sour
If you don't mind going
the
and getting
patch.
It from them, that'd be great. And while we work all this out, we'll take a brief commercial break. We'll be right back. Today's show is brought to you in part by The Gentlemen. If you love classic Guy Ritchie movies like Snatch and Sherlock Holmes, then you don't want to miss The Gentlemen in theaters January 24th. This movie has it all, an unbelievable all-star cast, great action, smart writing, and it's funny as hell. Starring Matthew McConaughey, Charlie Hunnam,
Henry Golding, Michelle Dockery, Jeremy Strong, Eddie Marsan, Colin Farrell, and Hugh Grant. It doesn't get any better than this. McConaughey plays a kingpin named Mickey Pearson, who runs a London-based weed empire. When he tries to cash in and get out of the game, he puts in motion a series of schemes, bribery, and blackmail led by those trying to steal his domain out from under him. Guy Ritchie really returns to his gangster roots on this one, and it looks dangerously good. If you haven't seen the trailers yet, they're hilarious and available online now. The Gentleman is in theaters everywhere January 24th. Be sure to check it out. Back to the show!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. That was a very gentle... lovely, oh man, the Scandinavian swimmers guy is mad he didn't get picked, so he's just going to eat every one of those, fish right in front of me. Who are you playing on behalf of, Sarah?
I'm playing for Mindy Franks, who apparently is having a birthday today.
Oh, congratulations, Mindy. How did you do it?
Happy
birthday. And she made a very fun little... like 40-year-old virgin poster, only it's the 35-year-old Mindy.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Yeah. She nailed it.
I love that.
Same awkward expression as Steve Carell. Kelly Clarkson! What do you got, Martha?
Well, I got stabbed by one of the push pins that holding the M&Ms to it. I'm not bleeding. Everybody calm down. Jim
Carrey.
Is your name Max or Jim Carrey? Anyway, thanks.
So that's Max.
Max.
And changed the mask to the Max.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
sorry,
you get
I
it.
I didn't get it.
And three different flavors of M&Ms.
Which are a great candy. I can't eat them anymore, but I hope you all
Wait, you
it.
Took it and why, can't why eat you... the candy?
Yeah, I have issues.
Let's chuck them into
sugar.
The crowd.
I this don't one has wait a hazelnut minute. Spread inside of them.
Do you want to throw them into the audience, Martha?
I thought they were supposed to go to whoever wins. Or maybe,
no, they go to
maybe
you.
Max
you
wants
got
them
bribed
back.
To pick that name tag. Max might want them back, but I don't want Max to get them back. That's not...
I wouldn't
that
mind the peanut.
Right.
Can I just go ahead and claim the peanut?
You could get the peanut you. Ones, yeah.
Here you go, old friend.
Does anybody else on the panel want any of the other flavors?
Anybody want these?
All right, so give
I'll
me that
take the
one.
Hazelnut I'll check. Sure, yeah. But I've already...
Okay, she'll take it.
Does anybody
Who wants
want
a just regular... There you go. Sorry, lady's face.
I'm
sort
just,
of whipped that in there without warning. I should have.
Did you take the pin out?
I'm gonna
okay?
throw the pins into the audience as well.
Oh no! Look out! Catch them! All right, what do you got there, Eliza?
I got the Bens who stare at goats.
Oh.
And he put in lots of Bens. There's a little
Doug
Ben
Benson's
Affleck
right there.
And
yeah.
Some other Ben.
Yeah.
And one of them's him, I guess.
Is
and
Ben then Affleck on you. There?
Yeah. Yeah.
He should go or go fuck himself.
Wow. Wow.
I can't believe I said go or go fuck yourself. What a hilarious misquote. All right.
And he bribed me with Sour Patch Kids.
And you like those?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect.
So.
Hang on to them.
Okay.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Hey, comedy's a tough racket.
Lisa?
Yes, I chose Pretty in Pink, Ian.
Oh, Pretty Ian Pink.
Pretty in Pink.
Where's Ian at?
Ian's over there, Ian.
Good job, Ian. That's a beautiful poster.
It's a beautiful poster. It's a fun play of words. And this was a very important film to me.
It was?
I do know pretty much all the words.
Whoa. All the words to Pretty in Pink?
Yeah.
It's not a song.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is, actually.
The Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you just know that one song. No, but you can recite, like, when Harry Dean Stanton's in there, you could say what he's saying?
More or less. Like, like when he asks Molly Ringwald if she can put a little lace on his undershirt. But I'm paraphrasing.
I thought you knew every word.
I do. If I'm watching,
they just have to be sequential.
Yes.
Can't just recall them from the middle.
Some I can. Yeah.
Give us one of your favorite lines from Pretty in Pink.
What about prom, Blaine? Andy, I gotta get to class. No. What about prom? You know, I asked somebody else and I forgot. You're a liar. You're a filthy fucking no good liar. You're ashamed to be seen with me. So there's that.
There's that. That happened.
I felt commotion.
That might be a new thing that I ask people. Like, what movie do you have memorized and do some of it for us? I think that's fun. Because everybody has something, you know, but it does sometimes you gotta like think about it for a second. Before you can access it. All right. So that's who everybody's playing on behalf of. Somebody's going to win all this stuff. I've prepared some games. And the first one we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. I'm going to say the names that are in the end credits of a motion picture. And just random things I picked from one movie. And just guess as often as you like, just the people on stage. And if you get it right, you win the game.
You just shout it out.
You say it into your microphone.
Wait.
There's no reason to blast everybody's ears out. You don't have to be all like, True Grit!
We're guessing the title of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What movie has these characters in it? Comedy Club MC.
Joker.
Punchline.
Wait, what did you say?
I said Joker.
That is correct.
Wow.
Wow. Right.
Punchline was a better guess, and yet Joker was correct. Yeah, that character
that
was played by Chris Redd. And then I was going to go on to say open mic comic, comedian. And then eventually get to Arthur Fleck, a.k.a. Joker. But Eliza, you really got us. We were running late, but you got us back on schedule with that one. Holy shit. That means you get to get first in our next game, and it's called Fast and Furious Ladies.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to say to you, Eliza, the name of a actress, and you're going to tell me if she is in Fast 5, Furious 7, or both.
Okay.
If you miss, then we move on to Lisa, then to Sarah, then to Martha, so anybody could steal if two people in a row don't know their Fast and Furious Ladies. Liza. Gal Gadot.
Now I'm supposed to say
both. Fast 5, Furious 7, or both.
Furious 7.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Lisa.
Fast 5.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Sarah.
Both.
Both is correct. I feel bad yelling incorrect when she was in each of the movies you named. But both was also
maybe it's flawed then.
Option.
Maybe it's flawed.
Yeah, it felt that felt weird. I don't feel good about it. But that does mean that you've got a point, Sarah.
Just by pure math luck.
Now we'll start with Martha Kelly. Michelle Rodriguez. Martha Kelly, was she in Fast Five, Furious Seven, or both? Someone in the audience is allergic to Michelle Rodriguez.
I think that she quit the series and then came back to surprise everybody in Furious 7.
So what are you saying?
Furious 7? Is that not one of the answers?
It is. I just want to be clear.
Wait. Can I change it?
You can, but I'd do that even if you were right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll stick with my first.
No, one. You're not right. Sorry, Eliza?
Both.
She's in both. That's yeah. Right. She's in both. But you were right about her coming and going from the series, Martha. So
she wasn't in Tokyo Drift.
So pat yourself on the back on that one. Okay, so we're Eliza's got a point, and we're going mm-hmm. to Lisa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, drop your fucking
Shit's
snacks.
Getting crazy.
Drop your M&Ms and pay
I'll
attention.
Eat those. I'll eat them.
I'll hold them for you.
Thank you, hon. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. Wait, are we playing the game?
Yep. I've never seen someone who can manage to make it seem like they are taking a long time chewing M&Ms. Like, how hard are
now
they to finish
right.
off? Are those steak M&Ms? Are those octopus flavored M&Ms that are super chewy, like octopus? Okay. Lisa?
Yeah?
Jordana Brewster.
What about her?
Was she in Fast Five, Furious Seven, or both?
I'm going to say she's in both of them.
You are correct.
Oh, my God! I'm going to eat an M&M off the floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Take your...
Tastes like improv.
We're moving
well,
on.
Every now and then it might be good then.
Take your time chewing on that because you don't need to speak for a little bit. Sarah?
Yes.
Ronda Rousey, 5'7" or both?
I've never seen any of these movies.
Perfectly acceptable.
And I'm going to say she was in 5.
Incorrect. Martha?
I'm torn because both has been the right answer previously, but...
Every time.
It seems like that's why the last one you'd trick us.
This isn't the last one. Oh.
I know you're gonna trick us, but I'm gonna say both.
Incorrect. I'm sorry, Eliza.
5. I'm kidding. 7.
7 is correct. Yes, very good, Lisa.
Hang on, let me get a Sour Patch.
I'm holding the M&Ms for
oh,
you.
Yeah,
no,
you.
No, it's
okay,
fine.
Okay.
But I'm putting them down for you, my Sour Patch.
You were. That was nice.
Yeah, nice.
Iggy Azalea. Yeah, 5'7" or both.
You have a rapper?
You have a mischievous look on your face. So I'm going to say...
I have resting mischievous face.
RMF. I love that I'm thinking when it's all just a guess. So I'm going to say both.
No.
Eh.
Sarah.
Iggy Azalea, the rapper?
Yeah. No, the other one.
She should musical win. Performer?
No, Iggy Azalea, the vice president or my cousin of the United States.
She'd be better, am I right?
Yeah! Okay. Not much, though.
First things first.
I feel like she was hot earlier, so I'm going to say 5.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Martha.
Well. 7.
Just take a guess. That's correct. All right, here's one more chance for somebody to... it's Eliza. You could just take this thing down right now.
Okay.
Eva Mendez.
Eva Mendez.
She should just be one name. Eva Mendez.
Eva Mendez. Eva Mendez.
Eva Mendez.
Both.
No.
Fuck.
Lisa.
5.
That is correct, Lisa. We've got a
you
tie.
You can't hesitate.
We've got a tie between Lisa and Eliza.
You can't have any more Sour Patch.
Oh
yeah, cut her off. See cut her that. Off. Make this count. So here's how we're going to settle this tie.
It's resealable.
I sealed it.
I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask for a certain person, and the first one of you between Lisa and Eliza who could tell me the name of this person.
You're going to ask who the name of the person? How? Okay. I'll go with it.
I don't understand either.
Who is Tom Selleck?
Just tell
Tom
me.
Selleck.
Oh, good pre-guess, but no.
Okay.
Just tell me. You're out. No, I'm not kidding.
Damn it.
I'm kidding. No, you get a guess as often as you want, and it's gonna be over with fast. Which current Oscar nominee is in The Fate of the Furious? This narrows it down to 9 human beings.
Only 9 people got it.
Well, 10 women were nominated, and 2 of them were Scarlett Johansson.
We're just talking acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the actress categories. Don't bother Tom Hanks with this.
It's an actress?
Yeah, which current Oscar nominee? Did you hear about the Oscar nominees?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit. Let me give
Renee Zellweger.
Let me give you another clue.
Nice.
See that? Yeah, see? That would
I get it right?
That's one of the 9.
Yeah.
But another one of the 9.
So I did not get it right.
Is also known for her role as Furiosa in...
Charlize Theron!
There you go.
All right.
We did it. Eliza won that game, which means she gets to go first in Last Woman Stanton.
You can have Sour Patch Kids again now.
Yeah, please, Sour Patch it up. I am going to get the name of an actress from an audience member, and then we're going to take turns. I like to play along. We're going to take turns naming movies that actress has been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. You do have one lifeline, though. You can go to your person whose name tag you chose. You can go to that person once. And who just won that game, Eliza?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll start with Eliza, then we'll go to Martha. Switch the order around. And raise your hand, audience members, if you... Like, what? They honestly, I've got to tell the listeners, people just raise their hand because I said raise your hand. This cult is out of control. Let me change the instruction. Bring me some weed. I know, you're going to do that too. All right, here we go. Raise your hand if you have a suggestion for Last Woman Stanton. Has to be a woman. Let's ask a woman sitting right there. Yes, you.
Dame Judi Dench.
This is perfect because we're running out of time and we'll end this thing quickly. So it's the films of James Judi Dench.
Duty Dench?
James Duty.
Oh, I know every movie he's been
Duty. It's my favorite garbage pail actor. This is the films of Duty Stench. Sir Duty Stench. I still wrote down Dame Duty. I can't stop it. Dame Duty.
Dame James Duty Stench.
This is a James dame we're talking Duty. About.
She's a dame. And Eliza, what do you got for Dame Judy?
Oh, boy.
I know, right?
Iris?
This is going to be over in no time. Good one.
Thank you.
Was she Oscar nominated for that one?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Somebody was.
Was she even in it? Okay.
you said good one, so.
Yeah, I have to accept it. We'll get the corrections department involved later. Martha?
Unforgettable in the movie Cats.
Oh, yes, of course.
What?
Did the version you saw have, sometimes they have human hands?
They all had human hands.
God damn it. What a weird ass movie.
Yeah, we got the cheap version.
Okay. You got the cheap version? In bootleg versions, they don't have paws. They have human hands. Sarah?
Shakespeare in Love.
Mm, yeah, she won the Oscar for that one, didn't she?
She was nominated and she was in the movie for like 2 minutes or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was crazy. She was all like, kind of like Cats. It was the same performance. Finally, where everyone's noticing. Oh, there's that one movie she's in. I'm having trouble figuring out how to pronounce, how to say it. Skyfall.
Was that your trash talking?
Yeah, my trash talking is to act like I'm not sure and then say it. Lisa, you got nothing? Go to your lifeline.
Oh, yeah. Ian.
Casino Royale? Casino Royale, he says.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. She was M for a while. I don't know which
one.
Thank
you.
Eliza?
Was she in that Marigold Hotel movie?
Why wouldn't she be?
So let's say yeah.
Okay, Marigold Hotel, The Man in the Moon, Marigold.
Love it.
No, The Weekend
First
at Marigold.
Marigold Hotel?
I'll give it to you just for remembering the Marigold.
Weekend at Bernie's Marigold Hotel? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't watch it.
How'd you know that?
I did. She was in it.
Hell yeah. You guys
Thank
are
you,
amazing.
Yeah.
Martha?
I just see a lot of previews.
If I guess and she's not in it, am I out?
Yeah.
Then I'll use my
go to your lifeline.
Max. Red Joan. What?
Max. Red Joan. Says Red Joan.
Okay, I will go with Red Joan.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Heard of it.
I'm down with it. Sarah.
Thank you, Max.
I mean, look at the crossed arms. He's confident.
I mean, it's clearly made up, but we're not questioning it.
No, he's made up a perfect answer.
I'm going to say, and hope that the title is correct, Tea with the Ladies.
Somebody's saying that's right, so I'm going to follow that lead. That Tea with the Ladies is a fucking movie.
I saw it with my mom, and about 20 minutes in, she was like, is this the movie? It's just the four ladies talking.
She thought there might be a lot of trailers of movies about women having tea and talking.
She was like, when does the movie
when
start? Which
the
she
real
wasn't
one start?
Wrong. She wasn't wrong.
Okay. But yeah, I do remember that. I think it was like an HBO thing or something, but I'm into it. No, the one I was getting at earlier that I figured out in the interim is... Oh, fuck.
She wasn't in that.
Now I'm going to fuck it up again. But I'm going to just say it. I don't mind getting knocked out at this point because we've really gone far on these Dame Judi Dench movies. But Philomena?
Oh, yeah.
Philomena? Okay, huh. Good. I kept thinking, is it Wilhelmina or Philomena? But it's Philomena. Who's next? Lisa? So, you just chewing on M&M's over there.
No, I moved on to Sour Patch.
Okay, those are chewier. You're excused.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm torn between two that I'm sure are wrong. One of them is that movie with Steve Martin, and they have a family, and their son's masturbating.
Nope. Oh, no, you're, I know.
No,
you're
no she's not in that.
Okay.
That's Diane Wiest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Of Lost
haircuts.
Boys fame.
No, Duty. Yeah. James Duty Dench.
Oh, we gotta go.
Okay.
You're out.
Four weddings and a funeral.
Okay, you're out.
Okay.
Eliza.
Heavens to Betsy.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, remember that was the one about the she's a nanny and then she dies and goes to heaven and then she has to come back but she's one of the kids and they sing that song.
She's making
like,
this
everyone
up.
Is a Betsy totally if you got the time to be. Everyone's what? A Betsy if you're a Betsy just like me. Then all the kids dance around in the circle.
Have you gone to your lifeline yet?
She should get a point either way.
I have not. Can I do that?
Let's go to your lifeline, yes.
Okay. Ben?
Oh, Betsy! Oh, Betsy! What do you got over there, Ben?
Murder on the Orient Express! Everyone is a murder if a murder is me!
All right. Please write that.
All right, Martha.
I thought Heavens to Betsy was real. the one, so it's with Kate Blanchett and she has sex with a high schooler and Judy Dench plays the judgmental lady. I can't remember
I can't think of it either.
I think it's a woman's name.
No.
Okay. I got it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Is it, I don't know. We're running out of time.
That's okay. Did great.
Well.
Good job. Yeah. Sarah.
I have to go to my lifeline. Mindy.
What do you got, lifeline?
Mindy.
In what? Quantum of Solace, sure. Why not?
Yeah, Quantum of Solace.
Sure. Why the fuck not? She's not in it. She will be now in our hearts. Who else is still in? Eliza.
You're not? Okay.
I don't want to show off at this point.
Of Carol?
I think so.
Oh, no. She's in Carol?
That wasn't that movie.
Everyone is a Carol.
No, I know a movie that Martha was talking about, but I can't think of what it was called.
Are you sure it's not Carol? I feel like it's Carol.
I don't think it's Carol. I don't think she's in Carol, no.
That would be a weird name for a movie.
Was she in the Downton Abbey movie?
Mm-mm.
Was she one of the Harry Potter kids?
She should have been,
but no.
Inspecto Patron.
Yeah. All right, so who's the winner?
I think me.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
No, because you're out, Sarah?
No, my lifeline helped.
Your lifeline helped, so yeah, maybe Sarah's the winner then. Yeah. Yeah, Sarah's the winner. You did it. Where's your person you picked?
That means
right
my
here.
Person wins, yay.
Come grab all your stuff. That's all
happy
for you.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Oh, happy birthday. You got some good loot.
Birthday for life.
Thank you.
Yeah, live it up.
Sorry, Ian.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ben.
Sorry, Max.
Thanks for the candy.
And she got the winning answer, so she really earned it.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was better at hosting, that would have been a very exciting ending. Instead of, Alex Trebek doesn't look around and go, which one of you won? You say it, I'll go, just own it. That's the thing. Just act like you won. Who cares about the actual statistics?
I have so many Helen Mirren movies ready to go.
Oh my God, she's in everything. But let's do some plugs. What do you got to plug, Lisa Delarios?
I have a show this Friday night at Skip Town Playhouse. I host with Andrea Rosen. It's a stand-up comedy show.
Yay.
Come on out, guys.
Hey, do you think Andrea would do this sometime?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Let's hook that up.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's very good. All right, what's up with you, Eliza Skinner?
I'm doing the Benson Interruption this weekend.
Yeah, San Francisco. Road trip, you guys.
Also, I have a podcast called Cool Playlist, where I make a playlist for a specific life event, moment, or occasion with a special guest. Ooh. And it's fun. You should listen to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
We'd all like to be on it.
Yeah, I'd love to have all you on.
All right, cool. Martha?
I can't remember.
You're starring in the Academy Award nominated Best Picture Marriage Story. And where can we see you do 10 minutes around town?
I think the 25th, Friday the 25th of this month, I'm doing a show called That's Huge. I don't know where. And then that Monday, the
sounds like a big venue though.
It might be the Virgil. And then that Monday the 28th, I think I'm doing the Neil Hamburger show at the Satellite.
Yeah, just find her, you guys. Make an effort. Why does she have to tell you where she's going to be?
I'm sorry.
Find it and go see her.
I forget.
Appreciate her, the greatness that is Martha Kelly. And Sarah Baker, what is Kaminsky Method coming back for third season?
We don't know.
You don't know yet?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, there's details. There's details. Yeah. Check that out if you haven't.
Yeah.
Also, I encourage you to find a movie that I had a small part in called The Death of Dick Long, which is weird, good movie. And I can say that because my part is small. And you can buy it, I think, on like iTunes and stuff. But I can't really tell you what it's about because it has a big twist. But it's directed by Daniel Scheinert, who's one half of the Daniels who directed Swiss Army Men. Yeah, it's good. A24 movie.
Yeah. No, he definitely keeps the Swiss Army Man weirdness going.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear it for all of my guests. Lisa Delario, Eliza Skinner, Martha Kelly, and Sarah Baker. I'll be back right here in 2 weeks with more great guests. And as always, positive energy.